Another one?
Oh, yeah. Not too much water, though.
Okay.
Say, you seen that friend of mine I'm usually here with?
Which one? What's his name?
Well, hey, I don't know.
What's he look like?
Well, he's about I don't know how to describe him.
Great friend of yours, huh?
All right, all right. Don't you ever change the air in this joint? You still got last year's fumes in here.
What's the matter? You like the wide open spaces, maybe?
Anything wrong with liking fresh air? You know, there's nothing wrong with the wide open spaces.
Well, I just ask him. Don't get huffy, friend.
Yeah, okay.
Anyone sitting on this stool?
Huh? Oh, no. Help yourself.
Thank you. Waiting for someone?
Yeah, a guy I know. He's going to take me where I want to go.
Oh?
Sounds a little screwy, but... you see that cloud over the gray building? The ninth one?
I see it. Why?
Well, you know, there's a guy who's going to take me up there. Oh, you don't believe it either, do you?
Why not? I'm quite familiar with Cloud 9.
Hey, you're the guy,
obviously. Come on.
Express Cloud 9 going up.
Yeah, here we go.
Cloud 9.
Yeah, real fine place you got here.
Glad you like it, friend.
Ah, so clean, so fresh.
Up above the world so high.
Yeah, you know, when you live in a city, you forget what fresh air smells like.
You forget a lot of things.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Say, where are we going tonight?
To a forgotten place. In a half-remembered time.
What do you mean?
Some things can't be said. They must be seen. Mm. Due west, Davy.
Due west.
Steady on course.
Steady as she goes.
Full wind, Davy.
Full wind.
Say, what did you mean when you said we're going to a forgotten place?
In a moment, my boy, in a moment.
Ha, this Cloud 9. This is the way to travel.
It has its advantages. We cover a continent in a matter of moments. Excuse me. Prepare to descend, Davy. Half wind.
Half wind.
We're approaching the ground now. Steady, Davy, steady.
Yeah, but where are we?
Just a moment. We're about to land.
But where are we?
Look around. This is a region known now as Arizona.
Yeah, but why did you bring me here?
This is the forgotten place. Look to your right over there.
What do you know? That's a town.
No, that was a town. Come along.
You know, there's something real strange about this. Those buildings, they're barely standing.
Be careful. The boardwalk starts here. Some planks may be rotten. You probably know what kind of a place this is.
Huh?
This is a ghost town.
A ghost town? But what is there in a ghost town?
Memories. Come along.
Yeah, that's funny. Once there were a lot of people here, huh?
Once there was a population of 2,720. At the moment, it has a population of two.
you and I.
Oh. What kind of people were they?
Can't you tell? They built this town.
But the buildings are falling apart. What can you tell from that?
I hear a voice singing.
Huh? I don't hear anything.
Listen. Cry. Cry.
I hear it.
His face is something wondrous fair. The purest eyes and the strongest hands. I love the ground on where he stands. I love my love and where he knows. I love the ground on where he goes. And still I hope the time will come when he and I will be as one.
That sign across the street. And now it says,
J. Jones Hardware.
Yeah. And that frame building next to it, it's standing up right now. What's happening?
You're beginning to see.
Wait a minute. There's a guy sitting in that doorway. Or is it just a shadow?
Depends on your point of view.
You mean that he...
As you wish.
He's there, all right. Isn't he?
At our ranch house on the plain. And all I've got to do is lay around. I saddled up my pony. I'd ride off down the trail to watch the desert sun go down. Riding down the canyon to watch the sun go down. A picture that no artist ever could paint. White-faced Catalan on the mountainside. I hear a coyote whining for its mate. Cactus plants are blooming, sagebrush everywhere, granite spires are standing all around. I tell you, folks, it's heaven to be riding down the trail when the desert sun goes down.
Hey, look. There are people on the street. Lots of them.
Yes. This was a busy town.
Look at the clothes they're wearing. Hey, what's all the excitement?
The stagecoach is coming.
Stagecoach? Now, look. What year is this?
The year was 1875. Shall we move in closer?
They seen the coach up at Twin Hills Fork.
Did you say 1875?
That's when it was.
Well, come on, everybody. We're going to have a big party for Miss Langtrick. She's a coming in on the coach. You can get them decorations all put up in the ballroom.
Gotta have some help with them streamers.
Well, all right, take whoever you need.
Is Miss Lily Langtree as pretty as they say?
Oh, boy.
Prettier.
Hey, what is this, a special holiday? Who is Lily Langtree?
A very, very good friend of mine. Oh. I thought she was the most beautiful actress in America.
Oh, folks, pitch in. There's lots to be done.
Well, just tell us, Larry. What do you want done?
Well, all of you, come on into the hotel ballroom.
Hey, look. They're all going into the hotel. Can we follow them?
If you wish.
Yeah, I want to see what they're doing.
Better hurry.
Hey, there they go. Through that door.
I'm with you.
Yeah, that must be the ballroom. Come on. There's nobody here. That's funny.
Oh, so you've lost them.
No, I'm sure they came in this door. I saw them.
Then, where are they?
Yeah. Where? This room. Look at the dust. It's old, falling apart. What happened?
This was the ballroom.
I know. There's a bandstand and a wreck of the piano. A ghost town.
There's nothing here.
Just a second. The piano.
Oh?
I hear it.
There's more to hear.
Oh, just the piano.
There was more music in this room than just that. Try again.
Thank you. Hey, the stages are coming.
Everybody out to meet the stage.
Billy Langtree, here she comes.
There's the stage.
Welcome to our town, Miss Lily Langtree. Welcome to the garden spot of the West.
All right, let me through, boys. Best wishes to interview Miss Langtree. Let me through now. Miss Langtree?
What is it, boy?
Ma'am, I'm Bob Masterson, local reporter for the Tombstone Epitaph. We'd certainly appreciate a statement from you.
What sort of statement would you want?
Well, ma'am, Miss Langtree, you undoubtedly know about our plans for the big celebration in your honor this afternoon.
Celebration, huh? I just love to celebrate.
Well, thank you, ma'am. And if I can get a statement from you how you coming from the East feel about our great West.
You want my honest opinion of the West?
Why, certainly, ma'am.
Well, if you want the truth, East is East and West is West. And the wrong one I have. Let's go where you keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows.
Can I quote you, Miss Langtree?
You sure can. Don't bury me in this ferry. Take me where the seamen grow. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes. And I'll stand out in buttons and bows.
I know what you mean, ma'am.
You must. I'll love you in buckskin, a skirt set you from sun. But I'll love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce and the cactus hurts my toes. Let the moose for gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows. And you're all mine in buttons and bows. Give me eastern trimming where women are women in high silk hose and peekaboo clothes. French perfume that rocks the room, and I'm all yours.
In what?
In buttons and bows. In buttons and bows.
Oh, that was wonderful.
That sure was fine, Miss Langtree.
Yes, ma'am.
You're not so bad yourself.
You see what I mean about the beautiful actress?
Oh, boy, if I was only born 75 years sooner.
There's no reason you couldn't impress Miss Langtree now if you wanted to.
Well, yeah, but that young guy picking up her bags might be my great-granddaddy.
I think your competition is that other young fellow over there.
Oh.
But it's time for the celebration.
Hey, that's right, yeah.
Well, who's going to escort Miss Langtree over to the celebration? Well,
she can ride double saddle with me.
I'd sure be happy to take you out my buckboard, ma'am.
Gentlemen, young man, you with the nice long legs, what do you suggest?
You talking to me? Well, ma'am, I can borrow a surrey.
Comfortable?
Mighty. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the surrey.
When you take me out in the surrey with a fringe on top. Well, watch that fringe and see how it flutters when you drive those high steps and strutters.
Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wind will whistle as we rattle along.
The cow will moo in the clover.
The river will ripple out a whispered song.
And whisper it over and over.
Don't you wish you'd go on forever?
Don't you wish you'd go on forever?
Don't you wish you'd go on forever and never?
never stop in that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top.
Say, you know, I'm amazed.
At what?
Well, I never thought there were pretty women 75 years ago. I just never stopped to think of it.
Do you plan to do anything about her?
Well, what can I do?
You'll get your chance.
You mean...
Just a chance.
Gentlemen, in honor of your kind celebration, I am willing to offer a small prize.
Ah.
I'm willing to offer a small prize. A daguerreotype picture.
Ah.
Yes, a daguerreotype picture of me. To anyone who rides that wild black stallion.
Ma'am, nobody has ever ridden that stallion.
Why, it's worth a man's neck even to get near him.
Worst critter in the West, ma'am.
Let me through, boys.
Well, who's that talking
Hey,
about?
Who's that stranger?
Plum foolish stranger.
Yeah, looks like might be a Easterner.
It's only a horse.
Got a kind of a mean eye.
Your head.
Come on, boys. Give me a boost.
Okay, here we are.
Up we go. steady, Whirlaway.
Watch him. Steady. Hold on to him, boy.
Hey, with it.
Oh, look out.
Oh. What happened?
You fell off.
Nice try. Too bad.
Oh, wait a minute. I can ride that horse.
Would you care for a pair of Cloud Nine spurs?
I sure would.
What are Cloud Nine spurs?
A special type, Miss Langtry. They jingle a little. Here you are, my friend.
Oh, thanks. Now, lead me to that horse.
Right.
Okay, fellas.
Here you go.
Up we go.
Ride him, mister!
Hey, that fella can ride!
I guess I won. Now, about that picture of you.
I'll keep my promise. Here's the daguerreotype. And something more.
Yeah?
A man who rides like that deserves a kiss.
Oh. Oh. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, a storm's coming up. Looks like a bad one.
Better get back to town, folks.
Yeah, we sure have.
Blowing up hard from the southwest.
Let's go.
Are you wet?
How did they learn to kiss like that 75 years ago?
Oh, they discovered it before that. Hey, move back a little. The rain's blowing in this doorway.
Yeah, okay. That Langtree. Oh, say, I don't want to get this daguerreotype wet.
The rain is diminishing.
Yeah, that was quite a storm.
They blow up quickly in this country.
Yeah, like a cloudburst.
It stopped. Shall we go on?
Yeah. Hey, look. Look. It's not wet. There's dust blowing in the streets. And the town, it's beginning to age.
Not all the strange things happen on Cloud Nine.
That sign over there. I can't read it anymore. Wait a minute. There's a guy sitting in that doorway. Or is it just a shadow?
Depends on your point of view.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a-plowing through the ragged sky and up a cloudy draw.
Yippee-yay!
Riders in the sky.
Hey, here we are back on Cloud Nine.
What do you mean, back on Cloud Nine?
Well, a moment ago we were in that ghost town.
Are you sure you know where we were?
Well, you told me. Oh, yeah. You told me.
Perhaps we were never off Cloud Nine.
But I kissed Lily Langtry and hurt my back falling off of that horse and... Funny, it doesn't hurt anymore.
Surprised.
It's hard to believe. Now, wait a minute. Just a second.
Sorry, friend. Very sorry. But time's up for now.
You know, I could have sworn that I kissed...
That's Cloud Nine.
Another one?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
That's $1.55 you owe me.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Got some change here.
Yeah. Hey, who's the dame?
What dame?
The one in the little picture. That old-fashioned photograph.
What?
Yeah, the one you just pulled out of your pocket.
Oh. Oh. Hey. You know what this is, Mac?
That's what I'm asking.
This ain't a photograph. It's a daguerreotype.
Yeah? What's that?
The program was Cloud Nine, heard every Tuesday at 9:30. The orchestra was under the direction of Frank Smith. On the cloud, you heard the voices of Hal Stark and Arthur Peterson. Others in the dramatic and vocal cast consisted of Larry Alexander, George Ramsby, Elaine Rogers, Jim Mills, and the Meadowlarks. Sound was by Eddie Vortel and Ted Kadelko. Technical direction by Bob Meyer. Cloud Nine is written and produced by Charles Romine and Ski Wolf. Jim Mills speaking. This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.